put your questions in the offering plate. And as I said in the early morning, just put, if you're going to put your question in, and you're going to be in the second service, then put service two. Because that way I can answer it in service two time rather than service one, and hopefully answer your question and not their question. I'll answer their question in their time, answer your question in your time. The question we're going to be looking at today is found, if you'll turn me to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. It was an interesting question posed to me. It was actually posed in a house. And the question is, well, okay, if God's going to answer prayers and God is sovereign, which we know He is, I mean, God's will, God's purpose is going to be done, then why should we bother praying? Why bother praying to God that is already going to do what is right? We understand, according to Scripture, that all of His purpose, Isaiah tells us, all of His purpose is done, and it will be accomplished. So I'm thankful about that. I'm thankful that we don't have to worry about those things. So the question then arises, then why bother even praying if God's purpose is going to be accomplished? Well, one of the things that we clearly know about prayer is what it is not. And so let's just kind of go down a list of things that it is not. First of all, we know according to Scripture that prayer is not a manipulative tool whereby we change God's mind. Are we ever going to get God to do something bad? Are we ever going to get Him to do something evil? The answer is absolutely positively no. So we understand that prayer is not a manipulative tool to twist God's arm. It's not going to happen. You can do it anyway if you wanted to. The second thing that we understand that prayer is not is that it does not alter divine will. It will not change His divine will or His purpose. It will not manipulate that in any way. Nevertheless, what we understand according to Scripture is that God's desire for us is that we pray. Now, I think sometimes people perceive prayer as like a Christmas list. It's just give God a list of all the things we want, and by the time we're finished, hopefully, you know, we can check off these things year by year and get those things that we want. We understand that God desires to give us good things. In fact, He tells us in His Word, look, if you ask for a fish, He's not going to give you a serpent. And if you ask for a loaf of bread, He's not going to give you a rock. So God desires to give good things to us. He says, if your earthly father would give you good things, wouldn't you think I'm going to? And His statement is in Scripture, you have not because you ask not. So then the big question is, as we continue to go through this, is, what then is prayer for? Why should we even bother praying? Well, as we understand in Scripture, prayer does a number of marvelous things. First of all, it changes you. It changes your heart towards God. It puts you in conversation with God. And then, as you begin to see as well, is it will change your heart towards others. As my father oftentimes said, you can't pray for somebody and be mad at them. And the more that you begin to pray for others, it will begin to change your heart towards them. But more than that, what prayer does is it literally puts you in a realm of involvement and in a realm of reward in which you become a participant with God. If I could put it this way, it literally puts you in the front row seat in the arena of God's purpose. And it allows you to then begin to play roles in the purpose of God. What a wonderful thing that is. Isn't that a marvelous thought, if you think about it? That God is allowing you to become a part of the fellowship of workers in His purpose. So it brings you into the realm. At one point in time, you were possibly just merely a spectator, but now you become a player in the plan and the work of God. What a wonderful thing that is. As we were talking about this particular subject, of course, Thanksgiving is coming around the corner. And as you think of Thanksgiving, in my family, the way it always was is we were going to have Thanksgiving meal. So if I can just kind of put you in this realm of the life of Gary. In the life of Gary, Thanksgiving meal was a sovereign decision. it was going to happen. I think my mother made the sovereign decision, but we were going to have Thanksgiving meal. So, you know, there was no doubt in my mind that when Thanksgiving came around that we would all be there. You know, I might say, well, Mom, you'll be there. So the sovereignty of my mother began to rule, and there we were. There we would sit at the Thanksgiving meal. The question is, when we would all gather together, what role would we play in the Thanksgiving meal? And how would we participate in it? And that really is where prayer comes into the realm. In other words, when you get at the table, are you going to be conversing with one another? Is it going to be a pleasant time, or is it going to be a terrible time? Is it going to be a time in which you're helping serve, or is it going to be a time in which you sit there like a lump on the log and you just hate every moment? In other words, prayer puts you into the realm of enjoying the meal, of enjoying the will of God, of enjoying the plan of God. And if you can think of it this way as intercessory prayer, that's sort of like you passing the potatoes. You know, you see old Uncle Harry there, and he looks famished. And the Lord has given you an opportunity to pass the potatoes to old Uncle Harry. And God has given you the blessing of strengthening him and encouraging him and making this an enjoyable time whereby you became a participant in the wonderful day of Thanksgiving. God has called us to be children of God, and he has called us to participate in this work. Prayer activates that participation, and it brings you into that realm, and you begin to see the benefits of it, and you begin to draw together to the people that are at the table, and you feel closer to the people at the table, and you begin to serve them, and God has allowed you to participate in this. I mean, he's already put the spread out there. He's already given the gifts there. All we have to do is participate in it. And what a wonderful thing God has allowed us to do. Paul writes this in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 as he talks about his difficult time in his life in which he had to seek God in total faith and believe that only God could rescue him. But he writes this, if we'll pick up in verse 8 of chapter 1, "We don't want you to be unaware, brethren, of our affliction, which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened excessively beyond our strength, so that we despaired even of life. Indeed, we had the sentence of death within ourselves, in order that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead, who delivered us from so great a peril of death." In other words, Paul is saying, I had to come to a place in which I trusted solely in God alone. We would think that he would stop here, but he doesn't. And I want you to read on with me. "And we know that he will deliver us, he on whom we have set our hope, and he will yet deliver us." Verse 11. You ever notice this? "You also, joining in helping us through your prayers." Think about that. "That thanks may be given by many persons." You know, the more that participate in that wonderful meal of Thanksgiving, the more enjoyable the meal is. The more that are sitting on the sidelines, the less enjoyable that is. What God is really looking for is the thanksgiving that come up to him. And as you begin to participate, what that does is it heightens your awareness of what God is doing in your life. And not only do you become a participant in the things that are happening, you recognize the things that are happening. Oh, God is working around you. God is saving people all around you, but you don't recognize it, and you're not a part of it. But prayer puts you in the thick of it and allows you the benefit of enjoying it. And what a marvelous life you and I can live if we would just work in the realm of prayer. "You also join in helping us through your prayers, that thanks may be given by many persons on our behalf for the favor bestowed upon us through the many prayers." It's like Paul saying, man, you pass me potatoes, you pass me rolls, and you pass me turkey. I'm just so full. You can be a blessing that way. Father, we give you thanks for your loving kindness that would allow us to participate in the wonderful meal of Thanksgiving as we give praise to you. Lord, unite our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.